This time on the podcast, we're heading back to the ReLoop Unpacks conference for the panel discussion on digital and AI technologies that are transforming how we track, manage, and return resources. On the panel, we'll hear from Veronika Choplewska from Envirely, an environmental, social, and governance software platform. Stefan Chren, the head of innovation at GS1 France. GS1 is the global standard platform, probably best known for barcodes. Mark Roberts, the Sustainability and Circular Economy Director at Amcor, a leader in packaging solutions. And we're also joined by Wolfgang Trunk from the EU Commission. And the conversation is led by Clarissa Murowski, ReLoop CEO and co-founder.
I'm going to start with a fairly simple question, and I think I know the answer, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. Talking about the circular economy, we've heard all morning about the importance of getting the material back. Is digitization slash AI essential, supportive, or indifferent to the circular economy? Why don't we start with you, Mark?
Yeah, I think it's essential. I think that we need to track what happens to waste at the end of its life. We need to be able to identify what products came from where. And we need to do that all the way through the supply chain and all the way through the factories during the recycling process, as I mentioned earlier. So, yeah, I think it's absolutely essential.
Yes, the question about the technology trends, it is interesting, but I think we need the right technology at the right place. And I'm not pro-technology for everything. I think sometimes we could decide to use some technology to avoid to put too much technology everywhere. The good example is the DDRS. You could put serial number in products. So it's more technology in a way because it's more data to manage the loop of reusable products. But in another way, you could have no technology in point of collection, no connection and no electronic device at this point of collection. So yeah, technology is important, but we have to keep in mind that we are here to produce environmental performance. So too much technology sometimes makes the fact that we miss the objective.
Veronika. Thank you. Yes, when it comes to digitalization, I think it's crucial. It's essential because there are so many data, like 1,000 data from different places. So I couldn't imagine how actually we can understand and track and make an assumption on what is happening without the digitalization, because it helps us to focus on the strategy and what to do next, not on gathering data and thinking about like thousands of Excels or thousands of mails where we have some data or some is lacking or some is not good quality. But when it comes to artificial intelligence, this is a question of the how we want to use it, because it's definitely could help us a lot with making a summary, with making a key assumption, but also from time to time it could be used in not the best way as we can imagine.
Thank you. And Wolfgang, thank you for joining us. And I'll extend the question to you, because I think we've had a positive response from everybody. To what extent do you see circularity depending on digitization?
Yes, thank you, Clarissa. Let me start like this. We have, apart from what is already there in the packaging regulation, the new political environment from our powerhouse, from the BLMO, requires that each act that we come up with is checked against reporting obligation simplification, but also against a means to take advantage of digitalization. So everything that I do and for instance, on the implementation of the packaging regulation has to be scrutinized against the possibility to take advantage of these new technologies. I see, for instance, mainly crucial, and so this is my answer to your first question, crucially important in the value chain, starting at the sorting. We learned already from the Amcor presentation how crucial a good sorting is, and here we are fully convinced that we have some other breakthrough progress in the next time to come to have a very high quality sorting that will benefit the whole downstream value chain when it comes to, he mentioned, mechanical recycling of food contact material into the closed loop of food contact material, plastic material again. So in these areas, we think AI is crucially important. And again, on digitalization, here, for instance, concrete case is reusable packaging, all these Article 30 implementation, how to count the rotations and the usage of or the delivery of a concrete operator for the reuse targets there, I think it's critically important.
Back to Mark, we talked about AI and sorting and circularity. Now I want to bring it back to the discussion this morning where we were talking about the untapped resources that we need to get out of the garbage bag through mixed waste sorting. And the question was really about quality and how are we going to sell the material. But you came and said we can provide the material that's needed by the procurement officers effectively. So how can we use the technology that you're familiar with to get the waste out of the garbage bag, not just sorting separately collected material, but everything else? Can you tell me if you see there's a future there? Because this is what we're all interested in. It's one thing to sort it, but can we sort it in a way that there will be demand for it?
Yeah, that's a tricky question, and it's a little bit difficult to answer directly because I think the first thing, that's like a behavioral question, right? That's not a technology question. It's certainly for food contact applications, for contact-sensitive applications, that black bag waste, that residual waste is not what we want. We don't want to be... It may be possible to recover that product, that material out of those product streams and into something, some type of recovered system. But if we want to get that product back into what it was originally, then it needs to be collected separately and sorted separately because it's simply too difficult to manage the exposure of those products to unknown other chemicals. So as good as the AI might be at recognizing that that's a PET bottle in a garbage can, you've no idea what it's been in contact with, and therefore it's very hard to take that back into a direct food contact, and certainly the regulations don't allow that. So that's the first thing. However, I think that AI... One example came up in a discussion I was having the other day with a colleague, an internal colleague, actually. They've been working on a system which incorporated AI into a domestic rubbish bin. So in your kitchen, you put the thing in the bin, and as you put it in the bin, it tells you where it should go, and therefore you put it in the right bin. So therefore, technology is enabling education and getting the thing into the right stream at the beginning. So it's not so much about getting it out of the residual waste once it's gone in it, but stopping it getting it in there in the first place. That's the best answer I've got, I'm afraid.
Stéphane, you mentioned digital DRS, and we've talked about it for reusables, but we're also talking a lot about it in some jurisdictions for single-use containers using serialized codes. And there seems to be some hesitation from producers because of the cost associated with one single code on every single-use package. I wonder if you can comment on that, because I think it's a big difference between reusable assets and single-use assets. Can you give us your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's true that it's two different kind of situation. For single use, of course, we have some resistance from brands that are afraid around the fact that put a serial number on each kind of product could cost a little bit. But the fact is they all have decided to switch to QR codes. And one of the objectives of the QR codes is to go beyond the identification of the SKU. They want to be able to manage in stores the batch number to avoid the loss of a lot of food. And we begin to hear voice that said, okay, but it's simpler to put a serial number than pushing the idea of lot number in products. But I think it will depend on the different kind of sectors. When you have products that they use a kind of labels, you can pre-print the labels, so it's not so complex, it's not so costly to put serial number. It's a question of education also, because personally I worked a lot with Decathlon. Decathlon, they use RFID for more than 10 years now, and when you use RFID, you use serial numbers for each product. They put RFID in each product, including a small bottle of water. They insist a lot about the value of the serial number itself for the managing of the stocks is important, but serialization is also important to have an operational model very efficient. So I think the debate will continue, and we will struggle to bring most of the market to the conclusion that serial number brings a lot of value.
Thank you. And now back to Veronica. You've had some experience now. The Commission is looking for input for their new Circular Economy Act. They want to see more reuse. They want to see digitization. What would be some advice that you would give in terms of opportunities and key barriers to consider based on your project experience?
Thank you for that question. I think it's a very important time right now to actually, because we actually still have some time to give some recommendation or some thoughts on what is happening on the client side. So in general, digitalization is crucial, as we mentioned before, but we need a lot of information and help from the regulatory side to actually help companies to implement, to gather data, to feel that the data they are gathering and calculation they are made and action they are taking are transparent, and that can be compared one by to another. Because I think also this is a kind of a challenge that once companies will be having the LCAs, product passports and other environmental calculation done, they will be comparing one to another. And once everyone will be calculating it in a different way, it will be a little bit unfair to compare one to another. So I think this is a quite important thing to give companies a lot of information, a lot of sources, a lot of database with best practices, examples of how to actually do it on your own or how to use the help of, I don't know, solutions, consultant agency and other parties.
So a really good opportunity for consultants.
Yes, yeah. As well, yeah. But also companies have to be able to do it by their own. So if there are no like guidance from the regulatory side, they will definitely go for the tools or the third party help. But if there will be more and more guidance on that, it will be actually better for everyone, because the system methodology will be more transparent and we then could compare one to another.
Thank you very much. We are out of time, so I want to thank the panelists for a fantastic session. Very interesting insight. It will be interesting to have this discussion in a year or two and see where we've come on digitization and AI. Thank you very much, panel.
Thank you.
And I will call the conference to an end. Thank you very much.
If you want to find out more about the ReLoop Unpacks conference, visit the website reloopplatform.org. And of course, you can subscribe or follow to find out more about the next episode of the ReLoop Brief.